A proposal on the November ballot to allow some judges to serve until they are 80 years old is not drawing a lot of support, and one court expert says that's a shame. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
The last of six proposals on the November ballot asks whether some judges in the state should be allowed to keep their jobs until the age of 80. The current mandatory retirement age for state Supreme Court judges and judges on the state's highest court, the Court of Appeals, is age 70. Supreme Court judges are permitted under current law to continue serving additional two-year terms until the age of 76 if they're deemed competent and it's demonstrated that they are needed on the bench. But Court of Appeals judges have to leave at age 70, sometimes long before their 14-year terms expire. Vince Bonventre, an Albany Law School professor and expert on the state's court system, calls the current mandatory retirement age moronic. And he says judges with lots of experience are better.
By the time these judges have been on the court for several years and they're 70, they really are at their best. Our best judges literally are at their best when they're 70 years old, and yet we force them to retire. I really think that's crazy.
Most judges in New York agree with Bonventre, but some are against the proposal, including the reform group Citizens Union, which is advising a no vote. The group's Dick Dady says the amendment is poorly structured and it's unequal because it does not apply to all judges in the state.
If we want to increase the age for all judges in New York State, then we should do it for all and not just for a very small segment of them.
Dady says the legislation is the result of a compromise among lawmakers. He says his group is not against judges over 70 keeping their jobs, but he says it would be better to go back to the drawing board and propose a more comprehensive amendment that also addresses the problem of too few judges in the overburdened lower courts.
The real problem here is taking place in the lower court system, where our family courts are overburdened by an explosive caseload. And the legislature has the ability to increase the number of judicial seats in family court and has refused to do so. And this is the solution. It's a solution that doesn't address the very real problem.
Governor Cuomo has said he does not support the amendment to allow some judges to stay on the bench until age 80. But more recently, he said he hasn't really taken a position.
It's not my referendum. I wasn't involved in it. I understand the issue. I think there are serious questions raised by it.
If the proposal fails, several judges would have to retire from the state's highest court. Cuomo would get to appoint the replacements. If the governor wins re-election in 2014, he has the potential to appoint every one of the seven judges on the court. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.